Yeah, and yesterday was a lot of fun, too. Suns will look to push their bubble record to 4-0 tomorrow when they take on the Indiana Pacers. And joining us now here on Bickley and Marotta, one of the key reserves and the newest member of the Phoenix Suns, Cameron Payne, checking in from Walt Disney World. Cameron, I'm Vince. My partner's Dan. Thanks for the time today.
What's going on? Appreciate it. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah. Was it one of those situations after such a great win yesterday where the head coach have to say, enjoy this now, we're getting back to work tomorrow?
Absolutely. That's been our approach every day, though. We've been playing pretty well here, so his whole thing has been about approach. How do we approach the game? How do we approach practice after wins? And his big thing was, you know, always enjoy it that night, but tomorrow we got to get ready for the next game. So
yeah,
he's always been pressing us to move on and keep a straight line, keep a steady pace. Steady pace wins the race, you know. So he just says keep a straight line, don't get too high, don't get too low. Just stay, you know, even keel.
All right, Cameron, that being said, what did it feel like to be part of that win yesterday and to watch Devin Booker do what he did at the end of that game?
Oh, man, it felt great. It felt great because, man, a couple months ago, I wasn't in the NBA at all. So, obviously, it feels good to, man, even be on the team. Better yet, contribute to a great win, great wins, plural. So, when Book stepped up and hit that shot after we got that steal, it was huge for us. It was huge for our team just to see the growth from what I'm hearing. That they've been taking a real big step, and to be a part of it, man, it feels great.
Cameron Payne, our guest from the NBA bubble in Orlando, and you mentioned you said there, I guess, because you are new to this team. You said you weren't in the league, at the beginning of the summer, but you've been in the league for a while, and you've seen some of the not so good versions of the Phoenix Suns just from your eyes and being inside that locker room now. How different does it feel around the Suns from what you had experienced in the past in your previous NBA stops?
Man, they just look like they've been playing together. They look like they've been playing together for, man, 10 years. The type of chemistry they have with each other and how everyone fights for each other, it's huge. It's big for a team. Like Kelly's not in right now, but Cam's stepping up to the table, and Kelly's giving him the same energy that he would if he wasn't in the lineup. And little things like that, just the encouragement that you get from your teammates, build confidence for the whole team. And it's huge to have that every game, every practice, that you got guys happy for the next guy. That's huge for a team. It really brings the team together. And us being in the bubble really, really helps us out a lot because we're together all the time. We figure out more things about each other, and, you know, the chemistry just grows.
You know, it's great, too. You're considering your journey coming out of Murray State to where you are now. You've got a head coach who knew you, who obviously likes your game and what you bring to a court, and then you had those key moments in that win against Dallas. What is it like to come into a new situation, be given a heavy opportunity, and then to do something and get assimilated with the group right away?
It feels great, man. It feels great. But, you know, him just like, man, not even Monty, but just all the coaches and even the players, it's really all them. They gave me the confidence to come in and play. They really, like you said, that heavy opportunity. I really congratulate everyone around me, coaches and players included, because they let me come in with open arms. They let me pick up on the stuff very fast. And just the little things I bring to the game, I'm helping our team get these wins. And one thing I want to do every day, every night, is to always be ready when my name is called and play my hardest.
Cameron Payne of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta. Needless to say, Cameron, 2020 has been a weird year for pretty much everybody on planet Earth. But this basketball season has been a journey for you. I mean, starting in Toronto, going overseas to play in China, G League, and now with the resumption of the NBA season in a bubble with a new team in the Suns, and you talked about your contribution, but just reflect on your personal journey this basketball season and how strange it's been for you.
Man, it's been wild roller coaster, but it's been a challenge, and I feel like all of that happens. I'm a big guy on everything happens for a reason. So I feel like all that put me in a position to be ready for this situation. And I mean, like I said, I'm thankful for the Suns for allowing me to get this opportunity. But man, going to Toronto, playing with the ex NBA champs, like it's great. Like to be a part of that group of guys, right, to learn with those guys, to be coached by Nick Nurse. I mean, they helped me. Then I go to China, and it was a very humbling experience where I had to really be on my own and really grind it out. And then when I came to the Texas Legends, kind of the same situation here at Phoenix. It was a great situation. They welcomed me with open arms and allowed me to get acclimated quick. And then when I came to the Suns, it just felt like everything was put together and I was ready for the situation. And I thank 2019 and 2020 for everything I went through because it's put me in this situation.
See,
where I am
that's
today.
Right. See, you see, 2020 isn't working out for a lot of people, but it might be different for you, my man.
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Exactly. All right. When you take a look at what this basketball team is feeling now, you've been on a lot of basketball teams. You know the kind of energy that gets circulating when things are going good. What is this team feeling now that you're 3-0 in this bubble and you're getting a lot of people talking sweet about you guys right now?
I mean, we really got to block out the noise. It's crazy. Monty told us today, you got to block out the noise. You got to find a way to block out the noise and stay hungry. And we know we're playing good basketball, but we haven't done anything yet. We're still fighting for the eighth spot. So every day is a new day. Every day is a new day to get better, and every day we have to go 1-0. That's good for the team, and that's good going into the next day. So if we can always look ourselves in the mirror at the end of the day and say we got better today, we won today, it'll give us confidence into going into the next day or next game.
Talking with Cameron Payne of the Phoenix Suns here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. It's been pretty evident to anybody who's watched the Suns, whether it was in the exhibitions or the three games that have counted, Cameron, that you guys are, you know, you've been given an opportunity. You guys are taking it. I'm not asking you to call out any other teams, but there was a question going into this bubble. How many teams were really going to be into this from start to finish? Have you sensed any teams maybe not vibing with this whole bubble thing so far?
Not really. I feel like every team is really happy to be playing basketball. I know the circumstances aren't, you know, what we normally have, but I mean, everyone seems to be like pretty cool with playing. I know I'm grateful to be playing because it's like baseball. They're having games canceled and things like that. So everyone's really actually happy to be out here playing. I really haven't sensed that from a team. Maybe you guys have, but personally, no, not me.
All right, tell us a little bit about bubble life, if you don't mind, Cameron. What strikes you as interesting? What don't people know about what you guys are going through down there at Disney World?
Well, I'd probably say the biggest thing is it is basketball and hotel every day over and over. So, like for me, I go from practice to shower to video games. And you can do that every single day. Play a game at 2 o'clock, come back at 6 o'clock, you're doing the same thing in your same hotel room. And it's a big change. But, you know, we pretty much done got used to it. But, like, man, just constantly coming back to the same room every day, going to the same room to eat every day, it kind of grow on you like, it don't matter if we win this game. Like, we're going to go right back to the room. And, you know, we got to go. We got another one tomorrow. That's all you can think about. Yeah. All you think about is basketball. We got another one tomorrow. That's it. The biggest thing is the fact that there's no distractions. And it's huge, obviously, for our team. It's huge for our team. It's no extra stuff. It's just basketball. You like I said, you go – from the gym to the room, from the gym to the room, from the room to the gym, and that's it.
And what's the video game of choice, Cameron?
Mine is NBA 2K or Call of Duty.
Nice.
Ghost Recon, I'm on Xbox. Gamertag, DWUKD22, so if anybody listening want to, you know, find me, play me. I'm always looking to play because I'm always on the game, so there's not much else to do.
That's there you good. Go. There's the invite. Cameron's on his way back to the hotel room.
Let's get the handle out there again. What is it again, Cameron?
DWKD 22. I'm on Xbox.
All right, I'm going to send my 10-year-old after you, man.
Yeah. I'll
He's going to take you down, man. That's all my 10-year-old does is play video games. No, I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, you know, I've heard this from a lot of players because, you know, going into this, they were saying, yeah, you guys can go ride a roller coaster after hours if you want. You can go play golf if you want. It sounds like the smart teams are just shutting it all down.
Yeah. You got to be locked in, be focused. Like our coach said, this playoff basketball every night. So you got to take it that way. You got to be ready to play every day. So.
Well, Cameron, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the opportunity and making the most of it so far. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and good luck tomorrow against Indiana.
Appreciate you for having me, man.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you. Cameron Payne of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Murata.